Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza. Today we are learning Perak Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, and Perak Dalad, Mishnah Hey. As we continue learning various halachos related to Shabbos and Yom Tov. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to make any sort of kli, any sort of utensil or vessel on Yom Tov. As Rashi points out, that is due to the malacha of makeh bepatish, which literally means that a person is finishing off something. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That is one of the lamites malachos, one of the 39 prohibited acts that a person can't do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. With that in mind, the Mishnah tells us, in pochas in es haner mipnei shehu osa kli. You're not allowed to hollow out a lump of clay in order to form some sort of a lamp. As the Bartanura says, you can't press his a person can't press his fist into a lump of clay in order to hollow it out, because by doing so you are making a kli, you are making a utensil. Vein osin pechamin b'yom tov, and you're not allowed to make charcoal on Yom Tov, because even charcoal is considered a kli, even charcoal is considered to be a utensil, as the Bartanura says. That charcoal is considered a kli because it was used as such by goldsmith when they were purifying gold. Continuing in the Mishnah, vein choschin es hapsila l'shnayim, you're not allowed to cut a wick in two, because a new wick is also considered to be a kli, which you are creating, which you are making. Again, as the Bartanura says, a wick is considered to be a kli because it is used to hold a flame. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees regarding the wick. He says, Choscha ba'ur l'shtei neiros, that a person is allowed to cut the wick with a flame so that the ends of the wick can be used in two lamps. Meaning to say, a person's allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to take a single long wick, put one end into one lamp, or one candle, one menorah, and the other end into another menorah, and light the middle of the wick so that it splits into two shorter wicks. He's allowed to do this because it appears as though he's simply lighting the wick, which you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. And as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is actually in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda in this regard. Continuing now with Perek Dalid Mishnah, as we continue discussing this iser of making a kli on Shabbos Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, in Shovrin es hacheres vein choschin haniyar letzlos bo maliach. Person's not allowed to break a piece of clay or cut a piece of paper to form a pad in which you want to roast salted fish. As the Barshinura says, that when roasting fish on a metal grill, a piece of clay or oil-soaked paper would be placed between the fish and the metal, that the hot metal would not actually burn the fish. And again, making this type of item would be considered to be a kli that you're not allowed to make on Shabbos Yom Tov. Now, just as a person is not allowed to make a kli on Yom Tov, again, you're not allowed to fix a kli as well. That's again called being misaki in a kli, which you can't do. And therefore, says the Mishnah, vein gorfin tanur v'chiraim, you can't shovel out pieces of plaster that fell into an oven or stove, because you're really fixing it as a result of this. Now, continuing in the Mishnah, aval bat, says the Mishnah, mechabshin bat, you're allowed to press down ashes and dirt that are on the floor of an oven, because that is not considered actually repairing the oven. Two additional halachos about a stove, says the Mishnah of Ein Makifin, Shtei Chavios, Lishpos, Alein, Asekadera. You're not allowed to place two barrels near each other in order to set a pot upon them to use as like a temporary stove, because doing so also resembles the malacha of Bona, of building. The Ein Somchen and Sekadera Bebakas, you're not allowed to support an unbalanced pot with a piece of wood on Yom Tov, because wood is mukta for any use besides for actual firewood. According to this Tanis, the Bartanura, wood that was prepared for use on Yom Tov as firewood is assumed to be prepared only for that purpose and may not be used for any other purpose. V'chein Bedeles, says the Mishnah, for the same reason, you're not allowed to use a piece of a wood to support a door on Yom Tov. Now the Mishnah is going to finish off with a machlokus about another use of wood on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Vein manhigen es habehema b'makal b'yom tov, you're not allowed to steer an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, because it would then appear again that you're taking it to the market, which is forbidden, which is usher on Yom Tov. As Rashi points out, a stick is usually used to drive an animal when it is going a long distance, such as to the marketplace. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, rules that you are allowed to do it, because according to him, it does not give off such an impression that it looks like you are taking the animal to the market. Quick review. Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dal began a discussion of making kelim on Shabbos or Yontif. He said that you're not allowed to hollow out a lump of clay to form a lamp because you're basically making a kli. You're not allowed to make charcoal on Yom Tov because that's also considered to be a kli. And you're not allowed to cut a wick into two, at least according to the Tanakhama, because a new wick is also considered to be a kli that you are making. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that, you are allowed to cut it with a flame, that the ends of the wick can be used in two ways again, just by cutting it in the middle and allowing it to form into two wicks that you are allowed to do according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then Perek Dalet and Mishnah Hey told us that you're not allowed to break a piece of clay or cut a piece of paper in order to form a pad on which you're roasting the salted fish. That's also considered to be making a kli. Then the Mishnah began discussing actually fixing kelim, which you certainly can't do as well. The Mishnah said you can't shovel out pieces of plaster and the clay that fell into an oven or a stove. There also you're fixing it. But the Mishnah, you are allowed to press down ashes and dirt that are on the floor of an oven because that is not considered actually repairing and fixing the oven. And the Mishnah continued discussing halachas of the stove, where we said that you're not allowed to place two barrels near each other in order to set upon the pot there as like a temporary stove. It also looks like you're building a stove, which is bona, building, which you're certainly not allowed to do. And you're not allowed to support an unbalanced pot with a piece of wood on Yontif because wood is a mukta for any use besides for firewood. The Mishnah said that you're also the same is true as an explanation for why you're not allowed to use a piece of wood to support a door on Yom Tov as well. Again, because the wood is only meant to be used for firewood and nothing else. And the Mishnah concluded with a machlokas regarding another use of a piece of wood as it pertains to driving and steering an animal. The Tanakhama said you can't steer an animal with a stick on Yom Tov because it looks like you're bringing it to the marketplace. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree and say no, that it doesn't look like you are doing that, and therefore, according to him, you would be allowed to drive and steer your animal on Yontif. Have a great day.